And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
I'm fine. I still have the sound of the drums, of the drum circle in my head.
How are you? How are your hands?
My hands are fine. I'm used to drums. I love drums.
Good, good. Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. You know, it was a beautiful Purim with so many people coming out. We had over 143 people with over 35 kids, you know, all age groups that were there enjoying it. It was absolutely beautiful.
Thank God.
Baruch Hashem.
So today we're going to discuss Parashat Shmini.
That's right. Parashat Shmini is very interesting. You know, it talks about the ending of the everyone getting prepared for the Holy Temple, you know, Moses and Aaron. And one of the laws that God gives us in the three star portions as well is the law of kosher, the animals that are kosher, what makes an animal kosher, choose it cut and has split hoofs, what makes the fish kosher, has fins and scales. And it says that this may you eat of all that is in the waters, everything that has fins and scales you may eat, but anything that has no fins and scales you may not eat. And the Talmud, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, please. No, I just wanted to say that they mention four exceptions.
Correct.
Like the pig, the rabbit.
Right. Well, basically anything that really goes is, for example, in an animal, anything that doesn't have the hoof and chooses cut, it has to have both. One is not enough. For example, a pig has split hoof but doesn't chew its cud. And then you have birds. A bird is kosher as long as it's not a bird of prey.
Yeah, that it doesn't eat other...
Correct. And then fins and scales is what has to has to have both, not only just one of them. So the Talmud tells us that all fish that have scales also have skin, and are thus kosher. But there are fish that have fins but do not have scales, and are thus obviously unkosher. Mm-hmm. So this really raises two questions. First, why are the fins and scales the characteristics that distinguish for a kosher fish? Why that? Maybe you should be something else. And second, as the Talmud itself asks, why are fins presented as an identifying sign for kosher fish when they are redundant? Since fish that have scales have fins as well. So why does it have to say fins? It could have just said the fish that has scales. Scales or no scales.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why it says two things. So the Kabbalah teaches that the physical attributes of fish and all of animals reflect their psychological and spiritual quality. And it further explains that the food a person consumes has a profound effect on his or her psyche. Therefore, when one eats the flesh of a particular creature, the personality of that creature affects the person in some way. Now, I want to apologize in case anyone hears that there's a little bit of noise in the background. I'm just sitting at the mechanic.
Yeah.
And with the modern age of technology, cell phones, you could do an interview anywhere. But on September 11, 1941, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote in his journal, he wrote like this, as the armor that protects the body of the fish, scales represent the quality of integrity, which protects us from the many pitfalls that life presents. A man of integrity will not deceive his customers. In spite of his financial profits involved, he still will not do it. He will not lie to a friend despite the short-term gain for doing so. He will not cheat on his wife in the face of tremendous temptation. So integrity means that one has absolute standards of right and wrong and is committed to a morality that transcends one's mood and desires. So integrity, it's so important. Integrity preserves our souls from temptation. Now, fins, the wing-like organs that propel the fish forward, represent ambition, a healthy sense of ambition, knowing one's strength and wanting to utilize them in full, gives a person the ability and the capability, you know, through the turbulent sea of life, and to maximize his or her God-given potential. It propels us to fulfill our dreams and leave our unique imprint on the world. So the question is really, so which of these two qualities is more important to cultivate in life? Fins or scale? And is it ambition? Is it integrity? So what ought to be the main function of education? Should we concentrate primarily on providing our children, if we think about it, with the confidence and skills necessary for them to become accomplished human beings? Or do we focus more on raising children with principle, teaching them that it is more important to do right than it is to do well? Or do we say that both of them are equal? That's what we have to really figure out. So the Talmud teaches us that all the fish that have scales also have fins, but there were fish that have fins but no scales. And that such fish are not kosher. Symbolically, this means that a human being who possesses ambition but lacks integrity is unkosher. Such a person may be full of confidence, driven to make an impact on society, yet educating ambitious and confident children does not, people don't realize it, but it does not guarantee their moral health. Some of the executives of, if you go and look in the years past, Enron and WorldCom, were all examples of humans who have fins, but no scales. They had the integrity, but they had no ambition.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what am I saying? They had the ambition, but they had no integrity.
Yeah.
So on the other hand, the Talmud tells us that all the fish with scales have sins. While integrity is fundamental, ambition is also important. By mentioning fins as one of the signs of a kosher fish, the Torah teaches us that it's not enough to maintain our own integrity, we must also have a positive effect on the world. And the lesson, the Talmud is telling us that if we teach our children to approach life with awe before truth, with an unyielding commitment to serve a transcendent moral God, they will certainly succeed and develop fins. And they'll develop fins very well. Regardless of their other abilities, they will find the drive to improve themselves and to make the world a better place. And so therefore, he writes, I believe, was the emphasizing that if we don't want evil to triumph, we must stand up with great determination against human fish who possess fins but lack scales. They have the ambition. They want to do things. But they don't care about the integrity. They don't care if they're going to mess over someone. They don't care about anything. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. That yes, we need to have fins and scales. But you could just have ambitions without integrity. Where is that going to get you? It's going to get you nowhere. You need to have the integrity and you need to have the ambitions. We need to have the ambitions in life to be able to overcome all obstacles in life that challenge us. But we need to have the integrity to know, even though it might be hard to make the right decision, where is my moral? Am I going to make the right decision? And that's what this week's Torah, and that's what the Torah is teaching us.
That's very nice. And there is one more thing that this Parsha is dealing with, and that's respect the elder and your parents.
Absolutely. You know what does it say? It says, if you honor your mother and father, L'man yarichun yamecha al hadama.
Asher.
That is going to lengthen the days of your life.
Yeah.
Honoring your mother and father. Elders amongst you. That sometimes people don't realize it's the smallest thing that you do. You might think it's insignificant. But for that elder, for that parent, whatever it may be, is the biggest thing that could have happened.
And they will help you with your fins.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rabbi, I wanted to ask about services, Shabbat services.
So we have services Friday evening at 6:30 and Shabbat morning at 9:30. We have services 8:15 Sunday morning, as well as in the Paris house, Monday and Thursday, 7:15. And we've been having minions, so it's a community minion, so it's open to everyone.
That's great. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and thank you, family. And should have a good week and a healthy week.
And God willing, we'll talk next week, same time?
Yep, God willing.
Thank you.
All right, be well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.